You know, of course, the story had happened in February with pop star Chris Brown, who was accused of and admitted guilt and actually apologized for assaulting his then-girlfriend Rihanna. He was sentenced. He got some community service, and he has to basically walk the walk and be a good guy for 5 years. He got 5 years of probation. But one of the, I mean, it's a terrible story. You heard that he assaulted her. You saw the pictures. They were splashed all over the news. But one of the things that's come out that's really concerning to me as a parent and just as an individual and as a woman is a study commissioned by the Boston Public Health Commission and that found that almost half of the teens surveyed in this commission, now get this, thought it was Rihanna's fault that Chris Brown hit her. What? If you saw the pictures, which you'd have to be under a rock not to have seen some of the pictures of how that beautiful woman's face was just brutalized by this guy, half of our teens think that it was her fault? How is that possible? So to answer that question, I wanted to bring in, and on full disclosure here, Amy Siskin, who's the president of The New Agenda, an organization dedicated to improving the life of women and girls, is a friend of mine. We live in the same neighborhood. She's actually coached my daughter, not this year, but she's in the past, she's coached her in basketball. So I am biased towards Amy and whatever Amy sends me, but I couldn't believe this when Amy sent me an article entitled, Where's the Teachable Moment for Teen Dating Violence in More.com. Amy, what is going on with this? What's going on with this impression of from half of our teens that it was Rihanna's fault?
Right. Thank you for having me, Lee.
You got it.
Yeah, you know, a big part of what the new agenda is going to be working on is helping to raise awareness because, you know, as I speak to parents in our community, mothers and fathers, it's just shocking to me how few know about the startling statistics that are out there, that there's a real escalation right now of violence against our teenage daughters to the point where almost one in three are somehow victimized, either hit, slapped, stalked on their cell phones or whatnot. And very few are telling their parents. And you can understand why.
Are they afraid?
Well, I think it's the way they're culturized. I think when we look at what happened with Rihanna and Chris Brown, as you brought up, that study that almost half of them thought that it was Rihanna's fault. You look at the way, with due respect, I know you're involved in the media, but the way the media treated the situation when it broke. It was immediately a case of victim blaming. What could Rihanna have done to make the mild-mannered Chris Brown react this way? When you read the newspapers, when you listened to the dialogue going on the television, so immediately it becomes what has been a cycle in our country of victim blaming. And that's what our teenagers are witnessing and what they're learning from, unfortunately. And so I think part of what we need to do here is to change the way our media covers it. But as well, we as parents can take responsibility to break the cycle.
How do we as parents, though, know? I mean, unless your child comes home, and let's say it's mostly your daughter, unless your child, your daughter, whatever, comes home with big welts or bruises on their face or body after having gone on a date, how would you know necessarily that she is being abused? And I would say not just physical abuse, right? Also mental abuse. Mental abuse and cruelty starts at a young age as well. How would a parent know? What are the signs?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Lise, because I had written in my More.com article that 40% of our daughters know somebody who's been a victim of abuse. And I just got a study from an organization. Liz Claiborne is very devoted to speaking out about this, and they have a wonderful website called Love is Respect that I also mentioned in my More article that people can look to as parents to try to get some education about this issue. But a study they just sent me said that 60% actually of our daughters know somebody in their classes or whatnot or have as a friend who's been some sort of victim.
Victim, now, do you mean by other children?
Yes.
This is teens on teens.
Yes, and 88% of the people calling in are girls. So it's not
right.
All girls, but it's predominantly girls. And unfortunately, you know, very few are telling their parents about this, maybe one in four if we're lucky. And so I think what we need to do as parents is start to get this into our curriculum in our schools where our children are attending and to start to educate ourselves because, Yes, the issue isn't always the wealth. I mean, it's still statistically girls between 16 and 24 have the highest ratio of rape, 1 in 5 girls between 16 and 24. But it's not always, you know, that severe. There are many other situations that girls go through, such as being stalked on their cell phones, sexting, which is another cell phone issue, that impact them.
Don't they get some of this in class, you know, in way back in health class when they're told, you know, from early on ages about, you know, don't let anyone touch you in your private places like that. And then later, as they get into middle school, the boys are sort of segregated from the girls and they're given, you know, the birds and the bees talk. I mean, they are getting some of that already.
Well, if we use our school, Lisa, as an example, it was not in our curriculum until I spoke to the principal this year about putting it into our curriculum. We spend a lot of time about talking about awareness of alcohol and drugs.
The DARE program, for example.
Right, but up until this year. So I think it's very important that all the parents listening today, mothers and fathers in their communities, look at the article I wrote on more.com or find loveisrespect.org and look at the website, look at the statistics, and send it to your middle school principal. This is something we need to start teaching our children. It's starting earlier and earlier. We need to start teaching our children now in middle school about what it is. And to have our girls hear, it's not okay, and it's there's just no answer to why Chris Brown hit Rihanna that makes it an okay situation.
Right, and didn't this all start with some sixth grade girls asking you, I wonder why he hit her? I mean, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. There's no reason. Hitting, no.
Yes, I mean, and that's what this article and the survey done by the Boston Public Health Commission, and they do wonderful work up there in having a peer mediation group. And another organization I volunteer for called My Sister's Place in Westchester also is a big proponent of having this communicated by peers.
Right.
Is really effective.
Rather than just the parents.
Right. Well, we as parents need to open the dialogue. And, you know, Chris Brown was just on Larry King last night. We can say to our daughters and our sons, our sons, you know, need to have
conversations,
too.
But wait a second. Amy, he said, Chris Brown said, I still love Rihanna.
Yeah.
Wow.
And isn't it interesting when you read that this was not the first incident of abuse? As is frequently the case, there's a pattern. I mean, Chris comes from a family where his mother was a victim of abuse. And this was actually the third incident reported where he had hit Rihanna or otherwise, you know, been in some sort of physical altercation. So parents should know that stuff often happens in patterns, and they should also know that our society, unfortunately, you know, it's something that's not well known. It's silenced, and I think the most important thing we can take away from this today is to all take it upon ourselves to break the cycle and have a conversation with our children.
Absolutely.
And tell our daughters that it's not okay, that there's no excuse for physical violence, and to tell our sons, if you feel angry, if you feel upset, find another way to channel it.
Right.
Use your words as we tell them.
Use your words. We always do that, Amy. Yes. Amy Siskin, president of the New Agenda, an organization dedicated to improving the life of women and girls. Thank you so much. I would recommend for everyone out there to go to more.com website, and the article by Amy is entitled Where's the Teachable Moment for Teen Dating Violence? Again, at more.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you.